This week on Chicago Beer Pass, we got Portland beer, Chicago beer, and I finally make it to Sketchbook in Evanston. All that more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we got a special guest joining us. Yeah. Not even out of town, Carrie from Portland. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And you brought beer with you, so that's always a treat.
I did. I brought a Freem Berliner Weiss, and Freem's out of Hood River.
Okay.
About an hour or so from Portland.
So we're going to dabble, I think, a little bit in Portland talk here, yeah. Along with our Chicago talk.
For sure.
How are they a new brewery? Like, how long have they been around
for? Freem's been out, I think actually in the next week or so they have their, I want to say, 3 or 4 year anniversary.
Oh, geez, okay.
Yeah, it's all a blur, you know, it's
sure,
yeah. How it is.
And you were able to bring these in the crawlers, or in a crawler, where you had a bag full of crawlers.
I went a little crazy. I did purchase 8 crawlers.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. I bought a 5 from this place in Portland called Growler Guys, a good tap selection. And it's just a great thing for traveling. Last fall, when I brought some beer here in Chicago to a friend and from Block 15, and they just travel really well.
Wow. Yeah, that's something you said. You like any bars or beer places to buy beer for crawlers. I was like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Beer for breweries like Corridor and Dry Hop and Atlas or Burnt City do crawlers, I think, but just
Corridor is it? No, that's good.
So just brew pubs and breweries. There's no beer to go at a beer store.
We're very spoiled in Portland. The other thing I was gonna say real quick is that with the crawler, I like about a lot too is that it's it lasts for about 30 days. And actually, Wimmer even did some tests in Portland, Wimmer Brothers Brewing, mm-hmm. on the quality and the freshness of the beer, and it was fine after 30 days even. Because that's, you know, you get growlers in the like we have like Hydro Flask and like they leak and go flat after a day or something. And
sure, and they're easier to like travel and just in your fridge. Like a growler, that glassware in your fridge, you got to make room for. It's kind of,
yeah, it's like a disposable growler. This is a killer concept that a bar is filling growlers. I like their style out there, man.
Yeah, maybe we'll see that someday. I think we got bigger problems here first,
right?
Than be able to get beer to go at other places. But, all right,
it's a nice beer too, man. Clean lactic sourness, you know, got that nice straw color. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And then so we talked about the beer, but Carrie, you want to introduce yourself? Let people know who you are.
We did just jump right into the booze, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have a beer in front of you. Come on now. My name's Carrie Finsey. I like long walks on the beach now. I'm from born and raised in Portland. I guess first my tie to Chicago is I'm a big Cubs fan, so I come here a lot and have friends from the Groupon days and work for Groupon and stuff. And then I met Brad years ago and I met Nick a couple years ago through our love of beer. Mm-hmm. And then in Portland, I'm a co-organizer of Portland Beer Week. I've in the past done a lot of beer riding, trying to get back into that. I started a site called Tap Lister. It helps people find beers on tap a number of years ago. You know, just big beer geek. I like to travel over. Anytime I travel, of course, you need to eat, you need to drink, so you got to go to a brew pub, right?
For sure.
Yeah. That's the reason I have there. So, yeah, just a guy who likes to enjoy beer, and I'm working on a new project called Beer Herd, and it's going to be kind of a business-oriented blog, and I'm going to start doing some more consulting for small breweries and marketing and sales.
Nice. So I'm sure we'll hear more about that in the future. All right, a little drop right there.
Yeah, and then Portland Beer Week just happened, right?
Yeah, it was June 9th and 19th.
Yeah, and then you mentioned like there was some turbulence with regards to like finding a landing spot for like the opening ceremony. Where did you end up going?
We did it at this really cool place called the Eco Trust Building that's in the Pearl District of Portland, and we did it was a rooftop party. And we don't have a lot of rooftops like here in Chicago. We don't have a lot of rooftops. We don't have as many buildings. Sure, okay. But so having rooftop parties in Portland is really fun. And there's this really cool place that we found. And we did as a fundraiser also for this Brews. It's called Brews Renewed Avenue. New Avenue Youth. It's basically homeless kids. Like, it benefits them. And so we raised, I think, $1,800 for them or something. So that was a pretty good event.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well done.
It's exciting. Well, to go along with the Portland beer, we also have some Chicago beer as well. This is from Weiner Beer Co. We just had on that other one that I forget the name. Was it Rubuxica?
Rubrique?
Rubrique,
yeah. Something like that, right?
This one's Le Tub. A little easier to pronounce. What is it? It's a wild farmhouse ale.
Yeah.
So again, if you missed that episode, we were talking about Weiner. They are in the plant.
Yeah, that's in the back of the Yards neighborhood, not too far from White Sox Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the plant needs a brewery to work, and it's really awesome that they have two beers in cans already.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who doesn't like cats on their cans too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a cat. There's a guy in a French tub. The cat's got a bow tie on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's I think this one, like the other one, was pretty full. I know we already had like a can get opened around here. But yeah. Yes, very full cans.
So is that their thing? Cause
full cans?
No.
Overly filled?
Whoa. Wow.
French, Belgian inspired ales. The last one was a Beer de Garde. This one's a wild farmhouse ale. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. They're getting the funky acidic beers.
Yeah,
kind of cans, which we don't see too often.
Yeah, a good take on a different thing than like just your lager brewery or your Belgian brewery. We have plenty of Belgian pale beers in Chicago.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, we'll sip on this as we talk about our past week and what we made it to.
Right on.
We did big music festivals last week.
Yeah.
But any more music fest this week?
No music fest this week, man. But it's summertime, so.
Okay, all right.
You know, I did make it over to Half Acre. And they're typically closed on Monday, but they were open for like a fundraiser. Kind of how Lagunitas is the same way. Monday, Tuesday, they're closed. I think they're open for like fundraiser events, right?
Okay.
So, I went to an event for like Springboard, which is a local nonprofit. Oh, but what I noticed is that, you know, Half Acre always has like tacos and burritos on their menu. But then if you go for one of these events, they have a completely different menu of like, you know, Philly cheesesteak sliders and like all this other cool stuff like that is not on the menu at all.
Just for events or like just they make something new for whatever.
Yeah, like just for events, it looks like, you know. Mm. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I had a Saison called Stranglehold. It was like super low, 4%. It had mosaic hops in it. It was really interesting, really cool. And then I learned that we did a little tour of the space, and this is the first Half Acre, not the new one that just opened up. But they've got a barrel room dedicated to sour ales. So they got a bunch of wine barrels, and then they have a fermenter back there. And then they said they hired a guy from Russian River to strictly monitor and manage this and be the barrel program manager for their sours.
Did they build out a new room?
You know, I had never seen this room before.
Okay.
You know, it's like you walk in, there's a fermenters, and then by the exit door, there's, you know, where the garage door opens.
Yeah.
There's a room off to the left there that's just all barrels.
Where the shop was?
No, in the opposite direction of the shop. So shop's in the front, and the gate in the back where you get deliveries from.
Oh, okay. So like, then that's a new room.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. I don't think I've ever, now that you mentioned, I don't think I've ever done a tour of Half Acre.
Is that a new room?
Yeah.
Or is that just something, probably was like storage or something?
I think it was part of the revamp from when they did the, because they did the kitchen. They revamped the place to have a kitchen to do these brews.
Push farther back.
And pushed everything farther back, made the brew house smaller. And I think this was part of that rehab.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So sour ales from Half Acre, man.
Yeah. Do they have any projection on when we might see some of those?
No, I think they just started. I'm thinking like maybe around like Q4 this year is when it starts. Yeah. So he's managing, he's a microbiologist. So he's doing like all the blending, and he's just going to manage all the sour program. So I didn't even know they had a sour program.
No, not at all.
So that was cool.
Or much of a barrel program. Like we see them at Fobab a little bit, but nothing like big. They don't come like with their Bourbon County Stout or anything. I think they might have a Big Hugs as barrel age version.
Yeah, and then like a Gin Pony.
Yeah.
Which is the pills, but that's it. Yeah, so they're ramping up, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Nice.
And you'll see we're seeing this with Pipeworks too. Like Pipeworks, their new space is dedicated just to like all their cans, right? All their year-round stuff. But then their old space is going to be large format, one-off variants and stuff. So,
okay.
I toured the Goose Island Barrel.
Speaking of barrels,
that's
wow,
the biggest one in
that
town right
was
there.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was saying to Brad earlier, it's like the end of was it Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark, when you see the giant warehouse with the crates, but instead this is just a bunch of barrels.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
They got the really big, with the fooders are in there mm-hmm. too. That's a gorgeous space, man. Mm-hmm. It's really nice what they did with that warehouse.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the last time I was there. It was for an event, so I was in like a closed off space. But you were there for the rare part.
Yeah,
of
I was
this.
There for the rare day, which they put a band back there,
oh,
which
and
was
then
cool.
Dodgeball.
And then Sunday Funday, which Chicago Craft Beer Week ends with Goose Dodgeball, and then some brewery we never heard of. I told you I saw Revolution won this event 2 years in a row, right?
Nice.
And then this year, some brewery. Yeah.
Like John's Brewery.
Yeah, it's like some brewery no one has ever heard of. You go to their website, they got a fucking Wisconsin phone number. No one mm-hmm. knows these guys, but they won the tournament.
So they're ringers, maybe.
Yeah, yep. Right? Yep. So then I saw Josh Deeth, you know, the founder of Revolution on the street. And I'm like, hey, man. Did you pay this other brewery to win this event? He's like, no, that brewery doesn't really exist. Fuck those guys. And he just stormed off, you know? Yeah, but that space is cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get to try any variants or anything? What secrets did you find out or discover?
I don't know, I might get killed or something. I don't know if I can talk about this kind of stuff.
Man.
I learned that about their Fulton series.
Yeah, Fulton Wood.
Fulton Wood series, and then I was able to try a couple of their kind of brewers one off. They had a really good experimental IPA. And honestly, I can't remember the rest of them on the top of my head right now. It's been a lot of
figures
beer
when
events
drinking
the last
at,
few days.
Drinking with the Goose Island crew. It gets blurry fast.
but it was funny because I was leaving Goose Island. I ran into some guy outside that we have a mutual friend in Portland. So that's
nice.
Small world of beer. So
that's pretty awesome. Let's see. I finally made it to Sketchbook this week.
Like, you really went up there?
I went up there.
That's awesome. We've been talking about you going to Sketchbook for like a year.
I know. So Sean should be excited now that I finally made it there. He was not there. I didn't see him there. Maybe he was there. I should have asked. But I biked up there.
You biked to Evanston.
So 13 miles to get there. I kind of went a long way because I went to the lake and then up and back in kind of path. But at first I was like, where is this? Because I knew where the old one was in the alley.
Right.
And then so I'm like, wow, I don't even see this. Like, is this even a lie? Does it even exist? And so then I found it. It's pretty small. Like, it's maybe like our main room in the office here, like the size of their like tap room.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But they had a dozen beers on. So quite a few beers. They do the half beers, like Hopewell doing the half beers.
Yeah.
They do kind of the same thing, so that was nice. So I tried three different beers when I was there.
Like half pints, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Kind of? Mm-hmm. So baby beers, I guess. A little more than tasters, like, 4 to 6 ounce kind of pours.
Yeah.
They were all really good. It was busy. A lot of people coming in getting growler fills, and everyone asking, or the bartender asking, like, oh, are you part of the CBA, or what's the...
Oh, like the, whatever their program is, where
yeah,
like,
CBS,
the collective. I was gonna say collective bargaining agreement. No. That's not it.
It's like the CSB, but for beer.
Yeah, and Beguile does the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a community-based kind of subscription, like a subscription-based model for beer.
Some guy came in and she's like, "Oh, you have all the way back to January," and he's like, "All right, fill me up." He got like a whole bunch of growlers. I was like, "Geez."
Party at his house.
Yeah. So it was nice to see that it was busy and lots going on there.
Yeah. So you're all the way up in Evanston.
Yeah. So I was going to do all three breweries.
There's a
Sketchbook, Smiley, and Temperance.
Yeah.
And I met up with a buddy. He lives in the area. We decided to go to Few. That was my downfall here.
Oh, man.
Few Distillery. We got there just as they were starting a tour. And if you go there and you're not part of the tour, there's nothing to do because there's no one like working their little room. It's really just a tour and a tasting most of the time. So we hopped on the tour. We tasted three gins, two whiskeys, and a Malort.
They make a Malort?
They make a Malort. Huh. They got sued by Jepson's and them for calling it Malort. And they're like, you can't do that. Like, no one can copyright whiskey. You can't copyright Malort. It's just a style. But their Malort is really good. Very lots of coriander, and so it was tasty. Then we biked over to Temperance, and this is when the rain started. This was Saturday, so extremely stormy. And we had a few beers there, sat at the bar, and then it stopped raining, and so I took off for the 13 miles home. And yeah, I had to skip Smiley Brothers next time.
You have the wildest adventures, man.
So I think I Snapchatted that whole thing. If anyone follows me on Snapchat, it was all up there. It's gone now, but yeah, my adventure.
I came into Chicago on Sunday, and that weather was just insane. I saw a street pole on the ground.
Yeah,
still working.
It's pretty intense. And then since you've been in town, you were at you went to Goose. Did you hit any other breweries since you've been there?
Yeah, Haymarket.
Cruz Blanca, you're saying?
Cruz Blanca. Thank you for reminding me of that. Where else? We're gonna go to Corridor Brewing later today. Half Acre, as well. And I got more baseball involved in my see Cubs and White Sox tomorrow. So
okay, nice.
It's kind of a Cubs. It's a Cubs / beer trip, you know. So you have to kind of. And yeah, a little bit of work in there, too.
A little bit, yeah. Trying
just a little bit.
Yeah.
Sprinkle a little bit.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right. Well, I say that was a pretty solid week. Yeah. Like, I only did that bike ride because I was supposed to go canoeing, and that got canceled because there was too much rain and the water levels were too high. So I had to do something. Sketchbook. I think I need to go again. I liked it.
Was it good? I got to check it out, man. I haven't been. All of a sudden, Evanston has three breweries now, all of a sudden.
Well, you earned your beer with 13 miles, right?
Yeah. And my buddy lives like three blocks away. He just moved up there. So it's like almost like, all right, let's go up there.
We were talking pre-show how everyone we know gains weight. And for the love of craft beer, you know, the craft beer movement has changed the way they look, except for Brett.
You got to bike those 26 miles for your beer.
Why Uber everywhere here in Chicago? Because I don't know where
Uber
I'm going.
Uber everywhere.
Yeah, like the song. Yeah, I love that song. But in Portland, I just walk everywhere, so that's how I keep it up. You know, it's you can walk so many different places. Your blocks are like five times of the length of our block. Sure. So.
Well, what's happening this coming week? Anything good on the calendar?
Our buddies, Brewfest Partners, they're doing an event. They just wrapped up their boat series.
Right.
Their third boat was.
You didn't make it on
that. I didn't make it to the Belgian Independence.
I had friends who did it. It looked fun. They had a giant chessboard or something. Ken was on it. Buddy Sean.
Really cool Belgian glassware, too, I saw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is nice. They're doing an event in the South Burbs called the Homewood Hop Fest. Homewood's about 20 miles south of downtown. Yeah, so that's in the deep South Burbs. So. That's good for folks who are A, are out there, or B, if you got something going on.
What's this
out
one
there.
Called?
The Homewood Hop Fest.
Homewood Hop Fest.
So Flossmoor Station is in right next to Homewood.
Oh, there.
So it's right out there. Yeah. So you hop on the electric line and get out right out there.
Could you? Are you close enough, or would you have to get like you couldn't like walk or anything?
No, I think you're better off like getting in a cab once you get to that train stop. Yeah.
Okay. Nice, man.
But yeah, 28 breweries, 100 beers, 3 to 6 on Saturday.
Kurt. Has so many events he's got going on. It's kind of nuts.
He's got a hot hand. You know, I'm happy for the guy.
Yeah. Sure. Hopefully he does that boat series again. I got to get on another one of those.
It's a great idea.
I think it's probably too late to start another boat series for the summer here.
Yeah, unless you just do like an end of summer boat.
Yeah.
You
know?
What is this exactly?
This is so Brewfest Partners. Kurt, he does events all. He's got Wisconsin roots. So a lot of his events are themed around Wisconsin versus Illinois kind of thing. And then this was his first adventures on the water.
On the water. He took it to sea.
He's been doing it for like 3 years, and then he decided, let's take the party to sea. So hooked up with Mystic Cruises, which is one of the big boats at Navy Pier. Hmm. And, you know, he's done three there, and he's talking about doing one in Miami and one in Boston. Because apparently that same crew that owns all the boats on Navy Pier, own boats on piers in those other cities too. Mm-hmm.
I think he said he was gonna fly us out for the Miami one.
Yeah, because the Miami one's like in the winter.
Yeah, so he was gonna fly us out to cover it.
Dude, and, yeah, so we're gonna hold him to that, Kurt.
That'd be nice,
Kurt. I hope you're getting this. You know. Fast forward to the 19-minute mark,
yeah.
where you're being reminded that you invited us. So,
the Homewood Fest. Anything else? Lollapalooza is this weekend, so I'm sure a lot of people are going to be tied up with that going on here in Chicago.
No, that's the big one I got.
Oh man, I saw a couple tap takeovers and things like that, but nothing, I guess, notable. Definitely sharing them on our Facebook page if you're not following us there or.
Yeah.
Liked us there. Was it follow or you like? I always forget which one it is. All right.
Whatever you want to do.
Damn it, Brad.
So there'll be other events shared there. I saw like a today as we're recording this, there was an off color like beer dinner, which.
Oh yeah, at RPM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would probably be really good.
Yeah.
Missed it. But before we get out of here, any beer news? What's happening?
Yeah, we got a little bit of beer news. I ran into Rick Wilt. From Sweetwater.
Oh, nice.
Ran into him this week. They've got Sweetwater's celebrating their 19th anniversary, so their 19th anniversary ale is only on at two spots. One's one is the place where I saw him. Oh, Crown Liquors. Yeah.
Okay.
So I saw him at Crown Liquors, yeah.
Was he, like, doing a pouring?
He was just kind of hanging out. It was weird. It was him. It was the Founders guys. It was Cider Bob from... from the cider company up there.
Cider Bob.
Yeah, Cider
Vandermill
Bob.
Vandermill Cider.
Yeah, Vandermill Cider. He's always got these guys got the pageboy hat on, you know. And he was a manager at Sheffield's for a long time, the beer manager. And now he's just Cider Bob. Yeah. And then but their Belgian Strong was aged half Chardonnay barrels, half Merlot barrels, and then they blended them. And it was really tasty. So we hung out and talked. We got caught up for a little bit.
Nice.
So.
He had that nice little article about him recently.
That's what we talked about, yeah, on Matt Tanaka, who used to work for... the distributor.
Oh, yes. Lakeshore.
Yeah, Lakeshore
Beverage. Lakeshore.
He was a marketing guy for Lakeshore. Now he went solo. And now all he does is interviews, like working in Chicago for beer or something like that is the name of his. And it's actually pretty cool. He features somebody like every couple months.
Nice. He's never asked us. I guess we're not working in the beer world. We're just talking and drinking in
Once
the beer
Once he does
world.
An offshoot called drinking in beer, then he's going to call he's gonna call the three of us, right? Yeah. the big news stories this week are Fishman's, man. Fishman's found a new home already.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, like, it's opening back last up in the same spot. It was all a ruse.
You know, they're the beloved Northwest Side, you know, slashy. That was announced they're closing because of the rent dispute. And they're closing forever. They were giving away their stuff like 50% off, 65% off of all their stock.
Pulling out kegs from deep in the cellar.
Deep in the vault. Gone forever party. And then a week later, they announced they found a new home. Yeah.
Where are they going? Like next door?
It's a mile south at the Portis Theater.
Okay.
So that's one of those old Chicago movie palaces, right, that's still open doing stuff, right?
Okay.
So it'll be they're focused on an outdoor festival, a restaurant. They're going to have a beer garden. And they said the alderman approached them and said, hey, why don't you consider the shopping district here in this neighborhood before you take your act somewhere else?
Okay. So. But they will no longer be a slashy because that law is long gone. I don't think you can even open a new slashy.
Yeah.
A slashy is a beer store that also has a bar. So like Belmont Station would be a slashy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could tell you looked at my face. I'm like, what is this guy talking about?
So it's like a old, like most of them are like, old man bars in Chicago that they just happen to have like a cooler of beer you could buy to go to, and this is not a license that you could get anymore because it's kind of
taboo. Like on premise.
I forgot years ago I went to a place like that that was like a store, but they had a weird it had a bar in it and they had an awesome beer selection on tap too. It was totally old, like you were saying. I don't know, remember that was.
A lot of them now, they do have really good beer in there and on tap because it's a different crowd. They still have maybe their handle of MGD or Miller Lite or something like that.
Old style or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some old man crappy beer. Yeah. And these guys actually they bought the Blockbuster video next door, right? Because they were.
Fishman's did?
They bought the space that Blockbuster was in. And they were trying to start this whole, you know, event space, like restaurant concept.
Oh, okay.
And they never did. So let's hope they pull it off at the new spot.
That's good.
Yeah.
So,
So, Great Taste of Midwest turns 30 this year, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I was talking to the Chicago sales rep for Dark Horse. His name's Jim Streetman. And apparently he's Gary Valentine's brother, which I didn't know.
Oh, right. He looks like him, right?
They got the same look.
Yeah,
they totally got the same vibe.
Because I've seen him once, and someone's like, oh, is that Gary Valentine? It could be his brother. It would be, like, far away.
Yeah, so he was talking about how when they, you know, great, if you've never been to the Great Taste in the Midwest, you should go. It's the best party of the year every year, right? But then, like, they do these end caps, and each end cap has a theme. Like, the brewery dresses up in a certain theme. So, like, last time I went, Goose Island dressed as, like, the Blues Brothers, right? They had the chicken wire fence. You know, everybody was wearing Blues Brothers outfits, that kind of thing. Jim from Dark Horse, they were rolling out a beer called Rock and Roll Jesus. So, naturally, he shows up as Jesus, right?
Okay.
You know, and he's got, like, you know, he's got the Bible. He's got the, you know, he's on the cliff. Right. And then like, but he was reliving the story with me. And he was saying how he had to have a cop follow him around the whole festival because he didn't know what would happen if he showed up as Jesus, you know.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure it went over fairly well.
It was cool. Him and the cop ended up being buddies. You know, people were chanting Jesus all day long. You know, he started going into like a little karaoke, that kind of thing. Like, it was just, he was doing his thing as Jesus. You know, it was cool. Oh, but that reminded me that the Great Taste in the Midwest turns 30 this year.
Okay.
And I didn't know that. I was thinking about going.
So the Great Taste takes place in Madison?
Yeah, it's the 2nd August every year.
Oh, so I heard it's really hard to get tickets to that.
That's tough. That's a tough one. Because they got this antiquated thing where they're just like, hey, man, well, it's run by all volunteers of Madison Brewers Guild. But then you have to mail your ticket.
Right. Yeah. Most Brewers Guilds are run by old people that like just like this is how we do it.
This is what we've been doing.
I got my. You gotta respect the elders. Come on.
I got my notebook. I'm keeping ledger here.
Yeah. And you like say, hey, you have an email address, and his email address is like, you know, his.
It's like joe@aol.com.
Right. Or like he's he's a principal at a school, so it's like, you know, at isjk8.edu. Right, like, you know.
Yeah. But you probably can't now, but the Chicago Guild, mm-hmm. they buy tickets.
Yeah, they buy like a block of tickets that you can roll with them, and they'll upcharge you, but they'll drive up there.
They'll take you there and back.
For sure.
But if it's the second week in August, I'm sure those tickets are gone.
Probably game over for that, but you don't know. A lot of people have stuff come up, and there's tickets out there, I'd say.
They usually mail something to people that are in the guild about this, but I didn't get anything in the mail this time. Keeping a secret. Maybe they didn't even get tickets.
Where's the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild when you need them? God damn it.
Yeah. Come on. What? Steve's the president, right? Steve?
No.
Oh, he's not anymore.
Beguile. Kevin Carey's the president now.
No, that's the...
Oh, he's the executive director.
Right.
Who's the president?
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of the... Not the Brewers Guild. I'm thinking of the Beer Society.
Well, you can't expect a lot from them. They don't even know who they are, guys. Yeah. Come on now.
I know. Beer Society. Chicago Beer Society buys tickets for the Great Taste. Not the Guild. The Beer Society does.
You're right.
Confusing my groups of old men. So
Hey, this is a fun show.
All right, man. Finally, the biggest news of the week is the Department of Justice approved the Anheuser-Busch SAB Miller merger.
Right.
So, biggest merger in the history of life, $108 billion. So there were a couple of rules that the Department of Justice threw at these guys to make this legal. One of them was that AB, because AB is known for buying distributors, right? So they're saying, hey, if you see a distributor and they have 10% of your volume in the U.S., you cannot buy them. Right, so they're trying to put a limit on how many distributors are owned by this conglomerate, right? And then secondly, AB has this voluntary incentive program. So they were basically like, you know, throwing distributors, you know, a few more dollars or whatever so that AB brands can get sold over like true small craft brands, right? Because AB's notorious for that kind of thing. So, yeah, but it's a wrap. So AB and Miller, the two largest breweries in the country, are now one.
So there was, did they have to get rid of Coors? Is that Coors not part of them?
I didn't see that as...
They're selling that to Molson Coors of Canada, I believe.
So Molson takes that because they can't have both of those.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about the U.S. market. This is all for elsewhere.
They want to get into South Africa is a big reason.
But then I also saw something like this will stop them from just buying up craft breweries. Like it's because they're so big now, they can't just be like, all right, we'll take you. There's more rulings, and they're going to have to, like, more paperwork and legality to go through if they have to be like, hey, we want to buy this new, we want to buy a Shiner or something like that.
So that's it for news.
All right. Well, that's it for the show then. Carrie, where can people find you or learn more about what you're doing? Twitter?
Oh, wow. Jeez. My personal Twitter is KFinSan. I know everyone will know that, remember that one.
We'll have a link. There'll be a link.
One of the things I'm working on is beheard.com. It's not live yet. It's just a splash page right now, but I'll be launching in a couple months with talking about kind of best practices in marketing, and it's kind of a more of a business-to-business blog for the consumer beer, craft beer sector. I don't know. I'm just on the internets, basically.
Fair enough. Or drinking around the Cubs stadium.
I might be near you.
Oh. How about you, Nick? Where can people find you or get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. I mentioned the Facebook page earlier. That's Chicago/Chicago Beer Pass. We share other events, news, things like that. Probably the best place to keep up. And photos of us. Yeah. Drinking. It's usually not of us drinking, it's what we are drinking.
Right.
So, yeah. So you can think of you can be like, I could be drinking that. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version, if you want to check that out as well. And that's it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. Take care.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys.